Our next public hearing was an ordinance to amend Chapter 99 of the Code of Sussex County entitled Subdivision of Land in order to extend the timeframe in which landowners may perform site work or construct certain improvements without posting a bond or performance guarantee. I have to agree with Mr. Ross. Why, just 1 year?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Seems to be working. Let's just run it to 16.
Why don't we just say, why don't we?
Can we run it an extra year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any problem with that. I just want to make a recommendation for approval with an extension, or a recommendation for approval extending it from January 1, 2015 to January 1, 2016.
That would fall into the same date as all the time extensions.
That's true, yeah, that actually.
That would line it up with the other, yeah.
That's perfect.
I like that, Mr. Ross.
You can make that part, just reference that in the motion, whoever makes it that.
So the motion would be a motion recommending approval of the ordinance that Mr. Wheatley read the title of, with the further recommendation that the extension be through January 1, 2016, which is the same time period that the current approval extensions has been made to.
Can I have a discussion on that? If what I'm hearing is that the currently the practice of not requiring the bonds has not created any problems in our county and hasn't created any problems in the construction of subdivisions, why even have a time limit? Why even have it? Why not just say that, you know, this performance bonds are not even required, you know, until such time as a recording of lots or the sale of lots? If the current practice has not presented any problems for the county, has not presented any problems for the public, why is the county government imposing an additional expense on developers?
I would tell you, I think that, well, they're actually eliminating the expense right now under this.
Right.
But, because it doesn't cost anything to
but
do
But, I mean,
this.
If it sunsets, it goes away. I think that,
well, county council wanted to look at it first to see how it was working. And there's been glitches. I don't want to make you think it's been just smooth sailing the whole way. But, you know, it's working overall, I would say. I think the other reason council wanted the 2 years and then just some additional time period was to get some understanding of seeing some of these projects through to completion, just to know if there was an end result problem, you know, and 2 years and frankly maybe three isn't enough time to see that. So that was the reason for it.
So perhaps the extension of the additional 2 years will then give the county enough additional time and assessment of the impact or lack of impact, and perhaps in the future might change the ordinance altogether. Is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I mean, and there's been things that have been thought through as we've seen projects. Like, you have to make sure, as I said, if you're doing smaller phases, that you don't have an a bonded phase that's got a phase in the middle that's not bonded. You know, there's some complexities to this. I think they wanted to make sure that, you know, there was some time frame just to look at and make sure we've got all these questions answered as we go through.
So it'd give us more time to see if there are any problems created by that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with it. You know, if everything's working good and we know it's working good and there's not any, that's always the unforeseen things that you don't expect, you know, that it probably makes sense to have it go away. But I think they just still want to kind of just keep it so they can keep checking on it. Is it working? Is it working? That's all.
Didn't we have a bonding conundrum when the peninsula, I'm going back two or three years, and I forget, but there was something when Wells Fargo took over, and they made some appeals to us about the bond. I don't recall the specifics.
Yeah, that was on the clubhouse.
And we don't need to go into them, but that presented us with some type of a dilemma, right. I think. Mr. Ross was noodling through that issue.
Yeah. No, and that's true. And there's been some dilemmas related to whether just to the old program where you had to have a bond and a letter of credit, and that's the Peninsula one was. You know, I mean, that all had to do with everybody being required to have a bond, and we got into some situations with that.
Bond expires, you got to pay the premium, and then the bond company walks away, and then you're stuck with a corrupt business company. So that's why the bond is, it sounds really good, but in practice.
Try to collect one.
Yeah, I'm trying on a few.
Mike, you got a motion there, Bob?
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the ordinance to amend Chapter 99 of the Code of Sussex County, entitled Subdivision of Land. My recommendation is for approval with the added provision, a proviso that the time period be extended January 1, 2016.
And I would just edit that so that it matches the time extensions granted for approvals.
So it matches the...
Because I think you'd said that. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that way council gets a good indication of what everybody's been talking about.
That's what I meant to say.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the ordinance to amend Chapter 99 of the Code of Sussex County entitled Subdivision of Land in order to extend the time frame in which landowners may perform site work or construct certain improvements without posting a bond or performance guarantee, with the additional recommendation that the date be extended to January 1, 2016 in order to match the time extensions granted for application or approvals, rather. Approvals are extended, or something like that. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.